arched cathedral ceiling stretch far above my head. The stained glass windows glow with the late morning sunlight and project colored patches of light on the old wooden pews and across the vast marble floors. Peter and I slip into one of the pews in the far right section of the church and sit down near the end of it. It's quiet and cool. The presence of God is here. I can feel that unmistakable, holy, all-encompassing, and covering embrace. Peter takes my hand in his, and he closes his eyes and bows his head. I'm about to join him in some silent prayer when movement near the front of the church catches my eye. A very elderly lady dressed in a long black cotton dress slowly rises from a kneeling position and shuffles down the side aisle about 10 steps. Her tiny black leather soft-soled shoes are soundless on the marble floor. She stops and kneels again. I watch her rise, walk and kneel again for a few more moments, and then repeat the process. I get the strong sense that this woman is part of the strength of this church, a protector through prayer, and a vessel of the Holy Spirit. I feel like I'm being rude watching her, but I can't take my eyes off of her. As she moves closer to us, I feel the center of my chest grow warmer and warmer. From a few pews away, her face softens as she looks me in the eye and then looks at Peter. And then she kneels two rows in front of me for a few minutes. The inside of my chest feels like it's on fire. She rises and takes a few slow steps. She stops and slowly steps toward me.
"La tua bambina, attende," she whispers as she places a delicate, creased and craped olive-skin hand lightly on my shoulder, and then turns back toward her slow route around the outer perimeter of the pews. I don't know what she said, but I know the word bambina refers to a young female child, and not in German. And I know from my college French that attendre means to wait, even though the words which the praying lady spoke to me were not French. The little girl waits, a still and silent voice says inside me when I stop trying to figure out the translation. Suddenly, I feel like all the air has been sucked out of my lungs, yet I can still breathe. I close my eyes, yet the bright white air around me is not dimmed. The heaviness that has encased my heart for months evaporates, and I feel lighter than air. If Peter wasn't holding my hand tightly, I feel like I might float up into space. My innermost being has been knit back together where a gaping hole had been torn. When I open my eyes, I feel different, lighter, whole. I look at Peter, who's looking at me. The soft light in the church makes his eyes glimmer, and I can clearly see my reflection in them. He smiles as if God is smiling through him at me.